I'll just share, in the last few minutes, I saw like a picture of like an icebreaker smashing through icebergs. The icebergs were getting bigger and bigger and kept on smashing through. I think it ties in with Les saying Psalm 23, and particularly the verse which talks about, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you're with me. It's the word through is significant because he takes us through the other side. We don't stay there, we're getting through. And perhaps there's someone here this afternoon and you are facing some big obstacles at the moment. And like that icebreaker ship, you know, with God's grace, you're going to smash through those icebreakers, those icebergs. And no, you're going to go through. Think about the word through. I think God wants to tell you about the word through. You're going to get through it. Okay, so I hope that blesses somebody here. Right, okay. How about I remember my notes? Doesn't matter because I've got a photographic memory, but it's not fully developed yet. I am quite flash, aren't I? Okay, relationships. When Gus sent me a text a while ago, he sort of suggested grace-filled relationships. What do grace-filled relationships look like? So that was a good text. I keep getting a text on my phone. Someone keeps sending me the same text over and over again. It says just says NAGB. I thought, this is bang out of order. Right, anyway, bang out of order, NAGB, BANG. Right, okay. The penny's dropped. 1 John chapter 4, if you have your Bibles, 1 John chapter 4. I'm going to talk a bit about love. You know, is it a manly thing to talk about love? Well, yes, it is. My wife said to me, you don't tell me you love me anymore. I said, well, I told you on my wedding day, if I change my mind, I'll let you know. Right, okay. The word of God. Verse 7 of 1 John 4. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested towards us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. In this is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. So in these verses, John's writing about two types of relationship. The vertical relationship between man and God, and the horizontal relationship between man and man, man and person, if you like. In 1987, I know I don't look that old, but I passed my test in 1987, my driving test. And I drove petrol cars for quite a while. Had a few diesels since. But do you know, I had a picture, as I prepared this word, of a distributor cap. So there's going to be some mechanicals. James will know all about this. He's an expert on cars. If you need car fixing, he's the man. I want to talk about the king lead. James, you know what the king lead is? If I remember right, the king lead is the lead that feeds the high voltage charge to the distributor. And the distributor, via the rotor arm, distributes that high voltage charge in perfect order to the cylinders. The spark plugs in each cylinder. If there's no king lead, if there isn't a king lead, there could never be any high voltage charge to those spark plugs. The engine won't run. I never enjoyed fixing cars. I had this one car, Mitsubishi. And do you know, it wouldn't start. I was 21 years old, not that long ago. And I had a bit of a temper in those days, actually. And do you know, I changed spark plugs, I changed the HT leads, I changed this, I changed that. And I was so enraged the car wouldn't start, I kicked the door in. There's a huge dent in the door. And I phoned James and said, James, if you can fix this car, you can have it. So he came round to the house. He opened the bonnet and he went, oh, vroom, bye, Simon. That is an absolute true story. I think it was the 12 volts, low voltage side to the coil or something like that. And I learned a lesson. Be careful what you say. Because he drove off the car, he fixed it, and he had the car. What's he on about? He sold it, so I think he gave me a little bit of what he sold it for. So he didn't have to do that. It was very kind of him. A deal's a deal. But without that King lead, there can be no electrical charge. There can be no distribution of electrical charge to the spark plugs. I want to suggest this afternoon that we're all called to be distributors, and the King of Kings is our King lead. The King of all relationships is your relationship with Jesus Christ. And you cannot impact anybody's life unless your life is first impacted by him, by the love and the grace of God. You can go to Niagara Falls. You can look at the waterfall. I've been there and say, wow, this waterfall is so powerful and so amazing. Okay, you try going in a barrel over it. Then you'll know how powerful that waterfall is. When you've got under God's waterfall, when you've experienced his amazing grace, you're never the same person again. He has impacted your life, and he's equipping you to impact other people's lives. God is not distant. We all know that. He is a God of intimate, personal relationship. And the only way we can effectively impact other lives, other people, is if we ourselves position ourselves to be impacted by the love of God. What was the sum total of the law of Moses in Deuteronomy 6:4? It was, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. And Jesus quoted this great commandment in the Gospels, adding the second one, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And he said, there's no other commandment greater than these. Nobody is able to fulfill these commandments themselves. I believe that under the law, the best failed. King David was a man after God's own heart. Yet, he committed adultery and murder. So I think in the fullness of time, the Jews realized they were unable to demonstrate their love for God with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their strength. So there I believe that God took the initiative. He demonstrated his own love towards us. And that while we are still sinners, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. John says we love him because he first loved us. We love God because he chose us over his own beloved son. And when you've experienced that love, when you've had that, when you've caught that grace revelation of what he's done for us at the cross, how he's wiped the slate clean, that he's given us that gift of no condemnation, the gift of righteousness, it completely blows you away. We love him because he first loved us. When you read the promises of God and his perfect love for you, when you believe those words in your heart, that he loves you unconditionally, he loves you perfectly, something happens and you receive a revelation of his great love. Under grace, the worst are saved. Paul was a trophy of God's grace. I want to suggest, I want to encourage you this afternoon that you're all great trophies of God's grace. And in the heavenlies, your trophies being the celebrations. You belong to him. You're a trophy of God's grace. And when Wales win the World Cup, they're going to hold the trophy up, aren't they? Yes. Yes. And the Gus. Wales are going to win the World Cup. I believe. You can stone me if they don't, okay? I'll make sure I'm far away. Whenever you receive a a deluge of God's grace, God's amazing love. Whenever somebody receives that, whenever somebody, some rough diamond gleams with God in the heavenlies, there is a great celebration. There is a trophy added, a trophy to remind the enemy that he has lost. When you know that you are his, James has already said this, you know, you are clothed with his righteousness. You have stepped out of camp fear straight into camp love. And John says, there's no fear in love. Perfect love casts out all fear. You have become a distributor of God's grace, a conduit. I can use that because it's an electrical term. Out of your heart shall flow rivers of living water. I won't go into the scriptures, all of them, but Matthew 15, 18 to 19, John 7, 38, the Bible says that whatever's in your heart will come out of you. We always create around us what's going on inside of us. So if our hearts are full of God, full of his love, full of his grace, we will project that wherever we go. He's calling us to be receivers, distributors of his grace. A grace-filled relationship is a relationship where forgiveness is freely given. If you're in Christ, then you've been given a gift, an amazing gift you did not deserve. But God has given it to you anyway. And likewise, we are called to give people gifts they don't deserve. Sometimes, even as Christians, people hurt us. And it's difficult to instantly forgive, perhaps. And maybe, I've heard Christians say to me, when I was a minister, you know, that person does not deserve my forgiveness. I can't do it. I can't forgive that person that hurt me. And so I gently say, well, you received the gift you didn't deserve. You know, so pass it on. You know, and God will release you. Because basically, when you're hurt and you withhold forgiveness, you put yourself in prison. And as you forgive, through God's grace, as you forgive the person and say, well, God, I don't think this person deserves my forgiveness, but I'm going to give it anyway. A release will come. A grace-filled relationship is a relationship where forgiveness is freely given. John 4:20, strong words by John. I remember, some of you remember Rodney Francis, who came here in 2003, and you may have stayed in touch with him ever since. He wrote a book about 1 John 4:20. And it really spoke to what God really spoke to him through this verse. And basically, God said to him, your love for me is only as deep as your love for people, even the difficult ones. Oh, yeah. Strong words, 1 John 4:20, but John was just saying, you know, if you claim to love God and don't love people, then something's not right. It's time to lift the bonnet and check the king lead. Is the king lead connected? Perhaps there's a poor connection. I know as an electrician, connections need to be maintained. James has got very good connections. The most precious, the most essential connection you'll ever make is your connection with God through Jesus Christ. John said in John 15:5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. This, is one of the most profound statements that Christ made. Our ability to be fruitful is wholly dependent on our intimacy with Jesus Christ. All fruitfulness flows from intimacy with Christ. So if our king lead isn't properly connected, then the distribution of grace will be affected. This will affect all our relationships. Challenging. So I just want to wrap up by saying, are you struggling in a relationship? Whoever it may be, family member, friend, spouse, perhaps you've been hurt, really hurt. Perhaps you've felt that this person does not deserve your forgiveness. I just believe the Lord would say, give that forgiveness without condition. and you will be transformed. He will restore everything the locust has taken away. He wants to remind you that you've received that gift of forgiveness. Pass that on to others. Yeah. Let's pray, shall we? Father, we just thank you for your word. And I just ask you to bless every person in this place. We thank you, Lord, for your amazing love. We thank you that, Lord, by grace, Lord, we receive every spiritual blessing in Christ. And that in the heavenly places, Lord, we are united with him. So I just pray for each person here, Lord, that if there is anything, that, Lord, you would just, by your grace, reveal and show and direct the way forward. Help each one of us to forgive quickly. Help each one of us to be gracious with not only fellow believers, but also with unbelievers. Help us, we pray. In all these things, I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.